Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
For the ones who know safety isn't a catchphrase, it's a culture. And the ones who help make sure everyone makes it home safe. For the safety-minded who watch everyone's backs, Grainger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as safety assessments and training to keep your facilities safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the latest episode of Five on the Floor on the Five Reasons Sports Network. Thanks for joining us on your favorite podcast app. Make sure you check us out on Spotify if you're Android, or you can try the Five Reasons YouTube channel on your desktop as well. Also on Apple Podcasts. Check out Off the Floor. That's our Discord server. It's no longer new, but it's pretty cool. $2.99 per month. Check out all the channels there. We've got a draft prospects channel. That's the one you're going to be wanting to tune into over the next month. And yes, we do have a trade machine or transaction channel too. So check it out, $2.99 per month. Why wait for people's tweets from the same three people every day? You know who they are. Just stir and bleep up. Communicate with dozens of Heat fans here on Off the Floor. Also, check out the great sponsors of the Five Reasons Sports Network. I misspoke. I've been telling you all to download the Autograph app, right? Where you can find all your content in one place. Make sure you do it with code 5. We keep that code simple for you, F-I-V-E. And I told you you get 10%, you got a chance to get 10% off a Bam Adebayo autographed jersey. No. It's actually like 90% off. I don't know why I screwed that up. It's $13. They're basically running a contest on Autograph. Use the code 5, get on there. They'll explain how to do it. You got to get a certain number of tokens. I'm going to do this on social media as well. But basically it's going to be $13 for this Bam jersey that is valued over $500. Okay. So I totally lost the plot on this one. So go to the App Store, download Autograph, enter the code 5 and get in there and start accumulating stuff so you can win stuff. Okay. Autograph.io or the Autograph app. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. And now today's episode.
Down to Biscayne. Yikes. Five on the floor, ride for my dogs. Where here's the thing, you can check the score. Hustle hard, couple scars, ran bubble frogs. Just like Buckley said, you in trouble, y'all. Kept the floor playing, got it all band. Y'all seen the block, stop with one hand. And Pat, we trust, it's power, have the guts. We here to bring the heat, y'all can hang it up.
Welcome to Five on the Floor, a daily insider show on the Miami Heat and the NBA, featuring Ethan Skolnick, Greg Sylvander, and Alex Toledo, plus others from the Five Reasons Sports Network.
All right, welcome back to Five on the Floor. Here's today's floor plan. I'm Ethan Skolnick. You can follow me at Ethan J. Skolnick and at Five Reasons Sports. I got Alex Toledo. You can follow him at Tropical Blanket, or if you're following Michael Beasley, you may find him. And we've got Greg Sylvander. You can follow him at Greg Sylvander. So here we are. We're in Donovan Mitchell season. We've already done one episode. I do not know if we will get to 38. I believe that was the Dame Lillard count last summer.
Only?
I think it was. There were other episodes that touched on it. I'm just talking about the ones where he was the
and all the playbacks
topic. Yeah, don't even include those or Twitter or anything else. Or that we hadn't started the Discord yet, had we? Were we still on Winnow? But we did a lot of Dame stuff. Okay, we did a lot of Dame stuff. We're just going to go where the reports take us. Like, we did not wake up this morning saying, we got to do Donovan Mitchell again. In fact, we actually have a healthy list of topics to get us through the next 2 or 3 weeks, okay? It's going to be about early June where we're like, all right, Greg, who's this guy who played at Creighton? You're going to get a lot of those kind of episodes. But for right now, we're trying to focus on, you know, anything we see that's still in the space, news reports, etc. So the latest comes from Sam Amico. Now, this is not Sam Amick. I always make this distinction. Sam Amick is a national reporter based out in Sacramento. I know both of these gentlemen very well, okay? So I've worked around both of them over the years. Amick is working at The Athletic now, covers more of the league as a whole. Sam Amico basically covers the Cavs. I met him when I was up in Cleveland during my horrible year of 14-15. And I met Sam, very nice guy. I know that Heat fans get a little concerned with some of his reports because some of them related to the Heat have not always been on target. So I'll just say that at the very beginning. We'd love to have Sam on the pod to talk about this particular one. There's other things he has gotten right, though all of us miss at times. And his latest report, essentially, is that Dan Gilbert does not want to trade Donovan Mitchell. And then, of course, Dan Gilbert, the owner of the Cleveland Cavaliers, does not want to trade Donovan Mitchell to the Lakers, which I guess everybody is saying to LeBron, even though LeBron may not even be there. We think he's going to be there. And LeBron helped Dan Gilbert win the only championship he's ever going to win back in 2016 after coming back there when he never should have come back there. So that was the report. And then he threw in there, and this is, we got a pod topic. He said he would prefer to get, instead of what the Lakers have to offer, they and would prefer to get, that's him and Kobe Altman, by the way, I've spoken about before, their general manager, would prefer to get a couple of young stars in the making like Tyler Hero and newly minted first-team all-rookie selection, Jaime Hawkins Jr. and picks. Of course, this led some to say, wow, Tyler's being described as a future star again, because last summer he was being described as a throw-in to deals. So, again, take that for what it's worth. But this is what we're going to be hearing, and I'd love to get Sam on the pod to discuss it, because I without him giving away his sources, which we don't ask people to do, and I don't like when people ask me to do, it sounds like it's coming from inside the house. Like, it sounds like he has knowledge of Cleveland's situation. And I can't really figure out the leverage angle from the Cavaliers' perspective, Greg. That's where I come down. Like, what would they have to gain by leaking that to him?
Nothing, because I think it would take a lot more than just Hawkins and Hero. I think that sounds like, hey, if that's the trade, sign me up. But I think it's going to cost a lot more than that. So when I saw that report, to me, I'm expecting to pay a lot more. My good faith offer up front would be a lot more than Tyler Hero and Jaime Hawkins. So from my perspective, if that's something that interests Cleveland, that's good. That's a good sign for Miami. But we've already had guys say Miami only, and it didn't work out so well. So I don't want to get too hyped up here.
No, no doubt about that. And the other part of this that was part of the report was that Gilbert's going to be taking more of a role in basketball operations this summer. Poor Kobe. I feel like I have to say this on every episode. But again, I know that Heat fans are going to say, well, the Heat won't make a deal with Cleveland because of their bad blood. I have three examples of things that have happened between the organization. Three reasons I believe they would make a deal. First is, I know Kobe a little bit, and Kobe has great respect for the Heat organization. As I've said, that year I spent in Cleveland, I spent a lot of time with Kobe because I was looking for a friend out there alone by myself when my child, my newborn baby, was back in South Florida. And we happened to be at the same club a lot because it was the only club in Cleveland to go to, okay, inside the condo/hotel that – the only good thing I got out of that year was I got Bleacher Report / Turner Sports to pay for that thing for me every time. It was really nice, actually. It looked like a Vegas hotel in Cleveland, except without the casino and the pretty people. But basically, like, I would be at this club, and there would be Kobe, and we would just chat each other up, and like, we got to know each other, and I talked to him a lot.
I remember this season,
Matt Riley. Yes, go ahead.
During one of the Cavs games. Like when you happen to pass by him, he dapped you up. Like, if you guys have been best friends since you were kids, like, it was
I don't think I've seen him in 8 years. So I'm just saying, like, or at least not since he got the big job, because at the time he was number four. So I'm just going to say, from some personal knowledge of this, he has a lot of respect for the Heat. Okay.
But what about Dan Gilbert?
Well, that's another question, but there have been two trades made since between the two teams. Okay. Like, I'll say this, right? At first, and I've told this story before, and Norris has basically confirmed the story. There was such bad blood at the very beginning, and Griffin was the GM at that time, but this wasn't about David. It was about Gilbert, that Norris was supposed to be going to Cleveland to join LeBron. Okay. During the next season. And I was told, and this has been confirmed by others, but I was basically told by Cleveland officials, who I got to know, that every time Pat found out that the third team involved in the trade that they had constructed was Cleveland, the trade was killed. until he basically gave Norris away. If you remember, that was the Danny Great and the whole Danny Granger thing. He did not want to send. He did not want to help LeBron. Okay, LeBron's not there anymore. All right, so that's out. So I think some of that's gone. Second, the Cavs saved the Heat franchise because Kobe Altman decided in an offhand conversation with Annie Ellisberg, "Hey, you want Dwayne back?" And the Heat ended up getting Dwayne for a second round pick that never conveyed, which again saved the Heat franchise because without him, there's no Jimmy Butler, there's no Last Dance, there's no good feeling, and we're basically covering the Miami Marlins. Okay, so we got to credit Kobe for that, and obviously there's some kind of rapport between Kobe and Andy Ellisberg that is better than the rapport between, say, Joe Cronin and Andy Ellisberg, and that's important. Okay, but the third part of this is they just collaborated on the Strus deal.
Correct.
Right? So, yeah. I mean, this literally just happened last summer where there was facilitation to get that thing done. So
forgot about that.
Right. So for Heat fans who are and Strus is still wearing Panthers jerseys. So and following all of us on Instagram, it feels like he wants to come home. Okay. Well, if you were in Cleveland, why wouldn't you? But anyway, Alex, but I guess my overall thing is like, this is not, we can set ourselves up for disappointment because there's been disappointment before.
Oh, and we will. Reports,
and we will. We absolutely will. Okay. But I think that there's a little bit of hope here that at least the Heat are dealing with, under the ownership level at least, okay, a professional basketball association as opposed to what we saw with the Portland Trailblazers last summer.
For sure, and I think it's a good point that you're making there, and like you giving the context, it definitely, like, I think from a starting point makes you feel better about it, that just like what they had to go through last time where a lot of like pettiness was involved, and you know, it's hard it's hard to judge them for doing that now a year later when we're sitting here talking about examples of the Heat doing the same thing in Cleveland. So I don't have great feelings about the way that it ended, but now it just hit me. It's like, oh wait, no. But in all seriousness, when you're just comparing it to the Dame situation, I think that is a positive for sure. But again, it comes back to like that report saying Dan Gilbert's going to be more involved with basketball operations. That makes you feel a little bit nervous because, yeah, like they gave Dwayne back and that was great. That was awesome. You can't, you know, all of us were surprised by that. I still remember that moment where I was, the reaction, all that. I remember I was in class and it was just completely like, just, I was in a journalism class, funny enough. And I just completely like stopped listening, and maybe that explains a lot, but no, honestly, like it's the Donovan Mitchell thing is just such a larger scale where it's like, yeah, they gave you Dwayne back when he was frankly older and just, he wasn't the same player. It was just like, you know, it didn't work out in Cleveland famously. And you know, it wasn't that big of a deal for them.
But now, Alex, still good though. Like, I mean, whatever.
But he was better on the East than he was in Cleveland.
Yes, like, he was. He
even
was.
That last year, I mean.
He was. And, I mean, leading the second this unit, Mitchell he was thing pretty is, good there, but yeah.
This Mitchell thing, like, you got, you know, Dan Gilbert, who's been so, like, prideful and filled with ego in the past, like, this Mitchell thing, he was supposed to be this guy to, like, usher them into this new era of winning and being relevant without LeBron, which I'm sure meant a lot to him if I'm just, you know, trying to get into his head because we don't know that for sure. But, like, everybody thought they were going to be this, you know, I guess semi-contender. I don't know, because I don't think anybody expected them to be a powerhouse or anything, but it's like, okay, this new era of Cavs basketball, Donovan Mitchell's a great player, they've got all these other young guys, like this team is on the up and up, and so quickly it's like, oh, it, like, have they hit their ceiling? And you know, like I mentioned on the last episode, maybe they convince him to, like, okay, we can reshape this team around you and do all that. But again, like, if you're going through the same line of thinking as he's not going to send them to LeBron and the Lakers, why? I don't know that he would also want to send Donovan to an Eastern Conference rival who he has disliked in the past. Now, maybe he doesn't really care anymore about that. And, you know, like you mentioned with Kobe Altman, like that helps, right? Maybe he can ease him up there. And if he really just like does like Tyler and Jaquez and, you know, some of these other picks that the Heat inevitably would have to give up in that deal, I think he can be, you know, if it's the best offer, I think he can be convinced to. But if it's like very comparable to other offers, maybe it's like, okay, cross off the Lakers, cross off the Heat. What else do you have?
Well,
that's what I'm worried about.
Well, and the other thing is there is a thing about trying to recoup your value, right? So they got two years, Greg, out of Mitchell, and they got a second round appearance out of it, first round, second round appearance, And they did. I got a second round appearance in a year where a lot of guys were hurt on the roster too. So they did get some value out of it, but they also gave up Lauri Markkanen, who became an all-star, and they gave up a ton of picks. And so they've got to recoup some of that, maybe not all of that. But here's kind of my thought process on it, and then after the break, we'll get into sort of reality of this, is that you could convince your fan base in Cleveland about the timeline of this. Like, in other words, you have Mobley, right? You want him to take a bigger role. Garland's role was diminished somewhat. Doesn't seem to be happy playing with Mitchell. It doesn't seem like they have personal issues. They seem close, but again, ball dominant, all the rest of this. Some talk about how Clutch doesn't really want Garland there anymore if Mitchell is there. But with Garland, Mobley, Hero, Hawkins, and then even if you move Jarrett Allen for other pieces and some picks that you recoup, you actually still have kind of a nice young team. Like, it's not, I mean, you have Pete, like, I mean, Tyler is on Mobley's, Tyler and Hawkins are about the same age as Mobley. Garland was in Hero's draft class. Now, we can talk about fit with Garland and Tyler. That's another question here. But I don't know. You could talk. That's not going to be a bad team. I mean, it's not going to be. And Okoro, too. I mean, that's a pretty decent team, I think.
That's why I think it's going to cost more.
Okay.
That okay. Plus, like, they could use the picks along with, like, some of the contracts they'd be getting, specifically Tyler.
Right.
To make another move if they wanted to. But it's a good point. Like, it really lines up timeline-wise, like, pretty neatly.
I mean, it lines up better than some of these other teams we're going to talk about. So let's get to that after the break, because then I'll go to Greg on that first on some of that stuff. Before we do, though, we want to mention a great sponsor of the Five Reasons Sports Network, our friends over at Water Cleanup of Florida, Michael Robert and his team. If you have a leak, get it fixed before it gets worse. If it gets worse, then reach out to them so that they can do the damage assessment and fix it then. But either way, reach out to Water Cleanup of Florida, more than 75-star reviews on Google. They cover you every step of the way. Again, get in their preventative program based in Boca Raton, but they serve the entire Tri-County area all the way down to the Keys, actually. So make it four counties. Check it out. Again, it's that would be still three counties. My bad. Okay, check it out. Water Cleanup of Florida, WCUFL.com. If you've got the schmutz, they've got the guts. I also do want to mention Prize Picks. I have had some questions about whether they're still legal in the state of Florida. They are. They came back. You can still use the code 5, get your initial deposit matched up to $100. We'll have Prize Picks shows for every conference finals game. We're going to drag these two guys on it as well. I know I'll be on there with Sean and Eric Wadicki tomorrow. But check it out. Use the code 5, F-I-V-E. Get that initial deposit matched up to $100 and play their new arena game in the state of Florida. I'd actually say this. I've been winning more since the game switched than I was before. So I don't know why that is, but check it out, prizepicks.com. Hey, it's Ethan Skolnick for 5 on the Floor in the 5 Reasons Sports Network. As you know, we heard from Pat Riley recently. Everybody has an opinion on trades, free agency, who they should keep, who they should give up, who they should get. Well, whatever it is that Riley and the Heat do, you don't want them giving up too much and getting too little, right? Well, the same is true of shaving products, and that's why I use Harry's shaving products. I love the way it handles. I love the way it looks, and I love the quality of the shave. I have a little bit of trouble growing out a good beard, so better to just shave it off and make sure that it looks somewhat professional. These are German-engineered blades made in their own factory, so they stay sharp longer. Means you can use them longer, and also they've got customizable delivery options for scheduled refills as low as $2, half of what you pay for other big brands. Also, I would recommend the shaving lotion as well and the body wash. So check it out. You can go to harrys.com/5. That's harrys.com/5. You'll get a $13 trial set for just $3. Again, don't pay too much and get too little. Same is true of shaving as NBA transactions. harrys.com/5 for your $3 trial set.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
All right, so Greg, let's say this. Let's say first thing, I mean, what, they could just re-sign Mitchell. We've said that before. We did a whole podcast about that. This could all be for nothing, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're talking about, are you interested in Garland or somebody else? But they could just re-sign Mitchell. If he wants the extension, they'll give it to him most likely. And I don't feel that's the way this is trending based on the chatter, right? And it doesn't feel, he's never said, keep me, I want to stay here. Like he sort of dodges the question. Whereas when we reported, and we talked about this the other day, when we reported that he didn't really want to play with Jimmy, or we'd heard that from other people, he jumped right all over me on that, on a tweet. He was very definitive about that. He has not been definitive about staying in Cleveland. So it strikes me that when he wants to be definitive, he will be. And so I'll just ask this, like, if he's going to go somewhere else, like, who scares you? Like, who's the Milwaukee this time?
It's a team we haven't heard of yet. That's what it has to be. Because that's inevitably where how this goes. And that's why the Dame summer made me cynical. I'm going to have a hard time getting too excited about any of these rumors. Even when I hear stuff from sources that I know are valid, I'm still going to be cynical about the whole process because we saw how that played out. But you do want to start hearing better and more direct signs to Miami if you can. And the fact that Miami was linked in this is a couple times now. Zach Lowe said the Heat were lurking for Donovan Mitchell. I think that's who said that. Mm-hmm. And now you get this. So you just start adding up these little breadcrumbs, right? And then we'll see how it goes. This is what you want to be. You want to be in the conversation for these superstars every single summer. You may not get them all, but at least you're in the conversation trying to swing and make these deals and get them done.
Alex, who would concern you? Give me one team. Just out of the blue. One team. Shot in the dark.
One of the New York teams. That's been the other like situation rumored for him for years. Brooklyn has ways that they can make it happen. I don't know how exciting that would be for him as far as like the team on the court, right? Like, I guess they could bring back Nick Claxton this summer, and you know, it's him, Bridges, and Claxton. Shock the world, I guess. No, but like that's been rumored, and then this Knicks thing, right? And there was like talk that, you know, maybe they're not as inclined to trade for Mitchell as they were before, with Brunson being their new guy. Maybe that's for all we know, a byproduct of the way that the season ended for them. It's like, you know, maybe we could use another guy and just kind of work around the flaws. Cause yeah, I think that would be pretty tough if you had to deal with both of those guys. But he did just get out of a situation where, you know, he's playing alongside another guard who was expected to be, it was expected to be like this amazing backcourt pairing. Wasn't always the case. And Brunson is significantly better than Garland, not hating on him. So it's different, but you know, I don't know what his thinking is there, but for sure, like those teams are they have the ability to do that. I would be worried about them first and foremost because of maybe his inclination to want to go back home. And I guess from there, like, I think there's just going to be a lot of other teams involved. So that makes me skeptical in the same way that Leif is, where it's like, you know, the teams that have been mentioned already, right? Like maybe a Houston or a Memphis. Somebody brought up New Orleans the other day. Just like contending teams. Maybe like for all we know, like the Clippers can get involved somehow.
I was going to say that the other one that can. I mean, Denver needs backcourt scoring, I think.
Oh, I don't know how that happened though. But
well, that yeah, right. So I mean, there are some teams that I think would be a challenge, but I think teams that are kind of on the cusp or around there would. There are two kind of teams that would value Mitchell. I think. But one is, again, he's on the timeline age-wise. He's still 27, going to be 28 years old. So, I mean, he's entering prime. He has had some injury issues. And we've talked about the defense a little bit. We did that on the podcast. So I think you're getting an average defender with maybe availability concerns going forward, potentially. I feel like that's everybody in the NBA at this stage, but it is what it is. But I also think the thing is, if you're looking for a contender – honestly, he fits better in Miami than anywhere else. And that's why I don't want to get ahead of myself, because the same was true of Dame. And it didn't end up happening. But he is exactly what they need, which is they need a guy to carry the scoring during the regular season, get Jimmy to the finish line, and he still can be a closer in the playoffs. Like that's kind of what you're looking for. It is what they sort of hope Tyler would grow into. at this stage, it doesn't look like that's the projection for Tyler. And so this is fast forwarding the whole process. If it's Jaquez and Hero and some picks, yes. Okay. I'm not going to make more arguments against that. You figure out the tax situation, the cap situation from there. We've talked about how hard it is to have three guys like that. They have to be the right three guys. So if that's the case, makes sense. Trey Young to me, eh. Brandon Ingram, no. Okay, that's kind of where I'm at with it on that kind of stuff. But it's Mitchell. I can make the case for it. If you're keeping Jovic out of the deal, then yes, I'm making the deal because your front court's set then. Like, I mean, literally, you have Bam, Jovic, and Butler. Like, your front court is set. Like, as Jovic improves, like that with what Mitchell's going to provide to take pressure off Jimmy, you've made everything better. Now, question is, how does it work with Rozier? Also, I've mentioned, Rozier has killed Cleveland traditionally. Over the years, he's from that area. Maybe he goes back.
Expand the deal.
Maybe you expand the deal. Maybe Max comes back. I mean, there are things to look at here. Okay, maybe Duncan goes somewhere else. There's optionality with this deal, whereas it felt like with the Dame deal, it was either you're going to throw everything out there at him, or you're not going to be able to make a trade. And also, again, Dame had all those years left in his contract. Mitchell does not. We've talked about that on a previous pod. It does give Mitchell a little bit more leverage here if he's not planning on re-signing somewhere. So we're going to leave it there. We're going to leave it there because we got 36 more of these podcasts to do. Get on Autograph. Use the code 5. Somebody please put out something about, I don't know, Kevin Durant tomorrow, so that one of those aggregation sites could post it out there so we have a topic. Thank you very much. Have a good day.
Thank you for listening to the 5 on the Floor on the 5 Reason Sports Network. After all, someone needs to listen to my dad.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com. Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.